It's a very good morning to Matt Allison again. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Wayne. How you doing?
Well, thank you. Matt, yes. How's your week been? What have you been doing? What are you up to? What have you broken? What have you grown?
Nothing's broken, and I still have all my fingers. That's always a good sign, I believe.
How's the kitchen going?
Chef counts his success by whether or not he has all his fingers, I guess.
Right. Your kitchen, how's it going?
So far, so good, yeah. We are way out still from having done it, but I actually got a timeline from Colin today, the owner of Rock on Wood. So it looks like the building crew are coming in next Wednesday. I think it's the 13th or 14th, the date eludes me. But so we'll start stripping the kitchen, which means there'll be a bit of a hiatus. So I'll actually be a chef will hire. So I've offered my services out to friends to use their kitchen. So they get a meal and I get to continue with the blog. So
that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it is. It looks great. Yeah, we've got about a two-week downtime period, but we're really looking forward to it. And Colin's been fantastic, and the team at Rock on Wood, and his building crew, Jack, and his guys. But I'll be blogging about the experience as it goes
right.
on as well.
Now, I believe you've met someone interesting.
Yes, yeah, actually. You mentioned to me, also that you'd spoken to Melanie, and Melanie happens to be part of an allotment that I'm part of called the Ariston Organic Vegetable, it's the Ariston Garden, basically, which is in Claremont, and we have a vegetable allotment there, and she does as well. She has a great company that does recycling. And basically of food, a lot of food waste. She goes to the hotels and then grabs the food waste and then basically composts that as well. And so she shares on the neighboring road an allotment where she actually does a lot of composting, but it's also run on that allotment is a woman called Mildred and her partner Tony, and they have an allotment, and she works for a great organization called Soil for Life.
Mildred, tell us about it.
Sorry?
Tell us about soil.
Yeah, well, they're actually based in Constantia, and what they do is they go about actually teaching people how to work in step and make water-wise garden. Actually, it's too much to cover. I mean, you can actually go and do a two-day workshop there. But the long and short of it is that it's run by a woman called Pat Featherston, who's actually basically working with the African climate, working with the resources that we have, and working predominantly in townships and actually helping people in Guguletu and Khayelitsha grow their own fresh produce with the little resources that they have, one of which is using what they call an eco-circle garden, which actually, once the beds are established and melts down, literally requires only about 2 liters of water a week to actually grow and sustain vegetables, which is absolutely amazing. And Mildred actually implements this being the senior field worker for them in the townships, and I've actually been buying my vegetables actually this last week. You'll see a couple of recipes that we've made with spinach and spring onions, which I actually bought from her on Saturday. They're just around the corner. So I've been buying from her allotment, but also now I have my own. So actually tomorrow I get in there for the first time with Mildred's partner, Tony. We're going to level it out and start to plan a way forward about just extending my own garden there.
Right. Now, maybe we should interview Mildred at some stage, because it sounds really interesting being able to enable people to grow vegetables like this.
She's absolutely fantastic. I'm sure she would love that.
So now, what's your favorite meal from the past week?
Favorite meal for the past week? I think one of them was the cheesy courgette and mint risotto that I did. I must say, as I mentioned on the blog, it's kind of a death by cheese. So if you're lactose intolerant, it's probably the best option, although I could think of worse ways to go. The meal tastes fantastic. That actually was great because it had to use buffalo mozzarella, which I'd heard about for the longest time but never used. It's actually, before you start thinking buffalo as in Cape buffalo or African buffalo, big five, it's actually from the water buffalo, and it was imported from Italy, where I got it through a company called Sagra Foods, which is great. At the same time, actually, you'll see this week I've also done a tuna and tomato risotto, which used also tuna imported through Sagra, which was done in olive oil as opposed to brine or vegetable oil, which is what you would typically find in Pick and Pay or the supermarkets, and it really has a different texture and taste. So those were two of my favorites. I haven't really been a big fan of mixing fish and pasta together. I grew up in a boarding school, in my formative years, and we used to have a sardine lasagna on the menu, and I think it just brings back the worst kind of possible memories, but the meal was fantastic,
right,
nonetheless.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for joining us this morning again. That's an interesting week you've had, and some interesting ideas for our listeners, especially around the allotments and, of course, that whole Khayelitsha empowerment scheme that Mildred will more than likely get her in and chat again. So you have a great day, and thanks again.
Great. Thanks a lot, Wayne. Take
care, man.
Talk to you next week. Bye.